Let's recap the county commissioners meeting from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Yeah, actually, we had Rick Spencer stop by. He had an issue with one of his roads going up to his house. We have apparently some concrete debris that has worked its way to the surface there, and so he wanted to let us know about that. And then also the Red Willow County Personnel Committee stopped by, at least a few members of it did, and kind of visited with us ahead of the bidding of the health insurance on April 10th. The employees are of the opinion that they really don't want much change to the policy as it is as far as deductible and premium. And we understood that, so we listened to their comments and concerns on that. So that's what we had for citizens' comments.
Review miscellaneous accounts payable claims. That is a normal occurrence every meet.
Yes, sir.
Board and commissioners meeting reconvened after that. Executive session to interview applicants, and that's for, is that for the sheriffs or?
We ended up having, we ended up interviewing for the truck driver position.
Okay.
So, we interviewed three applicants for that, we have, solicited that position to one of the candidates, and he is accepted, but at this time I won't release names until he is able to contact his current employer and let them know.
But it's a done deal, huh?
It's a done deal, I believe.
Good.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
good.
Sir. Absolutely.
You had a visit from Red Willow County Fair Board for manager Giles Bowman.
Yes, Giles stopped by and visited with us about gravel purchases up for the fairgrounds, we approved his mud rock estimate from Richard Sand and Gravel. However, we did table the gravel for a gradation testing just to make sure that we are we're buying our road specs for our road gravel follow the state specs essentially, and so we just want to make sure that we're buying stuff that's hitting the mark and to the quality we should be buying.
Starting to think about, you know, fair in the spring and the summertime. It's starting to think about a little bit more.
Yeah,
huh?
It's getting close. I'm sure for Giles, he's busy and trying to get everything going and lined up. And so we're gonna try to figure out a solution and get those gradation tests taken care of for him.
Public defender Ryan Wilcox presented a contract for renewal.
Yeah. So this is common. You can either basically sign a contract for a public defender, or you can do court-appointed attorneys as the judge assigns. And Ryan has really done a good job for us, and he works hard. He does a lot of the stuff that other public defenders don't do for additional money, or he does it for us for the contract amount. And where the other attorneys, some of them would charge more for like the EPCs or juvenile court, that sort of thing. So Ryan does a really good job for us, and so we did renew his contract.
Consent agenda, you had a couple of items there as well, didn't you?
We approved accounts payable in the amount of $24,868.93, and that was for health insurance premium. And then also we appointed Brendan Funk to the Planning Commission, his term to expire April 30th of 2025. So we welcome him to the group there, and he'll do a good job for us, I'm certain. And then also we surplus some items for the county assessor's office. And then we also approved resolution number 1477, book 23, page 72, to transfer funds from Child Support Incentive Fund 0985 to the general fund. And so essentially that money was there for us if we did the work, and so we've done some of the work, so it's being transferred over to the general. Yes, sir.
Correspondent, health board officers?
Yes. Brandy Bird with the Red Willow Health Department sent us out the information as far as their president, vice president, and so that information just kind of let us know where they're at and what they decided at their last meeting.
And finally, treasurer's close of tax sale.
Yeah, this was prepared by Crystal Dack, and it basically just outlined who bought the tax information at the tax sale.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That sounded like agenda went pretty fairly quick.
Fairly quick. I think we adjourned about 11:20, so still, you know, we're running in that two and a half hour meeting range, and we expect that next week, next Monday, will be a very, very long meeting. So we're doing property and casualty. We're opening those bids, and we're opening health insurance all on the same day. So it'll definitely be busy.
You're going to have one of those meetings. You knew what's going to happen one of these times.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. But it's good. It's all good. We'll just see what we can do, and and see where the price points come in and the services that they can offer. And again, you know, we're all about saving money for the taxpayer and still, you know, finding a quality product.
County Commissioners every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the courthouse. Public always invited to come on in and sit in on it, can't they?
Absolutely. Come in. We've had plenty of citizens' comments and people stop by, and that's great. Come on by.